Found your way to Life of Ben. We have a snowy day here in Yellow Springs. And join me for a bit of sunshine, hoping to lighten your day a little bit. It's been a great weekend here, and heading off in just a little bit to see Jacob's basketball game. I have no idea who they're playing. Doesn't really matter. It'll be a fun game today. I think they might be a little short-handed today, because Jacob mentioned a couple of the freshman players went up and joined the varsity team, which is a good thing for them. Could make the freshman team have a little rougher game. We'll see how it goes. But speaking of basketball, just finished watching Michigan State take apart Kansas. They controlled pretty much most of the game. Got a little lackadaisical in the second half, and Kansas made a run back. Michigan State held on, had a great win against a national opponent, and it is a fun season watching them. We started the show today with a little bit of Corinne Bailey Rae, titled Like a Star. If you enjoyed it, we'll play some more of it at the end of the show. Well, I'm hoofing it around town here today, so when I go to head out to Jacob's basketball game, I'll have to hoof it there too. It's about a mile walk to the high school, but it's a nice crisp. Crisp means cold, if you don't know that. It's a nice crisp winter day out there. It'll be a nice little hike. My car's in the shop again. My brake light came on this week when I was driving Jacob home from a soccer practice. And I took it in and said, hey guys, I'm supposed to go to Columbus tonight. The brake light came on. The cruise control stopped working. I need you to look at it. Tell me if I can go to Columbus or not. And what's going on? Is it just the wiring? What's up? So I left it with my mechanic. He called me later on that day and said, Ben, sorry, you're not going to Columbus tonight. You're not going anywhere this weekend. And he is not on my list of favorite people anymore. He kept my car for the weekend, so I probably won't be able to work on it till Monday or Tuesday. Replace brake lines, replace this's and that's and the next things. He said it wasn't safe to drive. Sean called me that evening and said, Ben, it's time for you to get a car. I told him, I know, I'm working on it. It'll come. That's my goal this summer. Buy a car this summer, but till then, have to get it through. This is Mom's previous car, if you don't know that. It's a 94, so it's working on 15 years. And it's been 15 good years, but it's about at the end of its run. So we'll see how it goes. I'd like to get a hybrid of some type if we're able to work that out for this summer. Stay tuned and see. Never had a new car before. That's my goal. Well, since I have to hoof it, it's about time for me to get going. I need to put on 4, 5, or 6 dozen layers of clothes to stay warm out there today. Fortunately, I have a nice thick scarf from Grandma. Sometimes I call her Mom, sometimes I call her Grandma. I wonder why. Anyways, gotta bundle up, hit the road, head out of here. I'll be back in a couple hours to you. It might just seem like a couple seconds. See you in a bit. Well, welcome back. I made it safely back from Jacob's basketball game, and it was a fun time. His team won by just a couple points. It was, 43-42 or 44-41 or some such fiddle-faddle as that. It was an exciting game. Went back and forth right down to the wire. Jacob played really well and had a strong impact on the game. He had a couple steals, a few assists. He hit a three-pointer from the top of the key. I'm pretty sure on the three-pointer he called bank, or if he didn't, at least he should have. It was a lot of fun. I was a little confused because Jacob had said there were a couple guys who were going to be playing varsity, but they were dressed for the game with the other freshmen, and they didn't start the game, but they did play a lot, and I'm not sure what's happening with them. When the JV was getting warmed up in the next game, they were dressed and warming up for the JV also. I know that Ohio State rule says a player can play 5 quarters in a game. So maybe they're playing a few quarters with the freshman team and a couple quarters with the JV team. I'm not really sure what's going on. One way or another, all I know is Jacob's team won today. It was a good game. Well, I want to see if there's anyone around here for us to talk to today. Both the kids have gone back to the varsity basketball game, so let's see who else we can find. I think I'll call the Covan house and see who's home there. Hello, Zach?
Yes?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing amazing.
Good. I wanted to call and let you know right now you're on the Life of Ben, so I hope you don't mind that.
I don't at all.
We got you on speakerphone, and Biscuit's howling a little bit in the background, so hopefully he won't bother you too much. He doesn't like phones that much. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. How about you?
I am having a great day. Being a Saturday and you being the athlete that you are, I thought you might have had something going on today that you could talk to us about. Do you have basketball or soccer or anything like that today?
We had a basketball game.
Oh, how'd your game go?
We won.
Excellent. And who are you playing?
You played against Portland, but I'm pretty sure the whole team was on steroids because they were huge.
You know, I hear that steroids are rampant in the Portland middle schools.
Probably.
Yeah. So how big were they?
They were like 5'17".
Facial hair?
What?
They all have mustaches?
Yeah, actually.
Probably driver's licenses too?
Probably. They probably drove themselves to the game.
They probably did. You know, we're going to have to talk to someone about that.
We better.
So, did you get in the game?
I did.
And how'd you do?
I played very bad.
Why do you say that?
Well, I did.
You just did?
I guess so.
But was it fun?
It was fun, yeah.
Good. It was fun, and your team won, so hey, what more do you need?
Yeah, really.
Did you go to the Kansas game today?
I did.
Was that I watched it here on the TV. Was that fun?
Yeah, it was.
It was fun to see them dominate for a while, and then they got a little, they took it easy a little bit, but then they held on.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with how Kalen Lucas is playing this year.
I know. He's just dribbling through everyone.
He's dribbling through everyone, turning them around, spinning them around, knocking them down. They need to keep their shoelaces tied when they're trying to guard him.
Yeah.
What did he have tonight in the game? What did he have? Do you know?
I don't know.
A lot.
Probably.
What was your favorite?
17.
What was your favorite play of the game?
I liked when he went through the middle, and he got into the key, and he just spun around everybody.
Yeah. I thought he was going to turn the ball over when he did that, but he kept control of his dribble.
It's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Flying.
Yeah, they're a fun team to watch this year.
Yeah.
What, do you have a prediction for how they're going to do?
I don't know. Because this would be the exactly wrong year to have them go to the Final Four, because it's like the most boring place. It's in Detroit.
But you know, that makes it easy to get to.
I know, but that's boring. I want to go somewhere warm.
So, okay. So, you know, next time you're there at the game, why don't you talk to Izzo and tell him you don't want him to get to the Final Four this year, to wait till next year.
Okay, I will.
I'm sure he'll do that for you. The players won't mind.
Probably.
Do you have a favorite player on the team?
I don't know why. It's kind of dude.
And he is from Ohio, you know.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah, you know, we have to cheer for our Ohio fellows here. We like Ohio people.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like Del Von Roe?
I don't know. He's good.
Yeah, he is. I can't wait to see him play next year after he's had a year under his belt and both knees are healthy. I think he'll be a special player, but next year, I think.
Yeah, he'll play pretty good.
Yeah, he will be. Well, I hope we get to have a party in Detroit in March, even though you don't want to go there.
I want to go. I didn't say that.
I'll be there. They make it there, I'm going.
All right, then I'll go.
Maybe I'll leave the kids at home.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It might be too expensive to take everyone. I'll just sneak out and leave everyone behind.
Yeah.
So what else is going on with you? How's school going?
Good.
Good? Glad to hear that. Just good?
Just good.
Just good. Not exciting?
Nope.
Not thrilling?
Nope.
Learning a lot?
Sure.
What's your favorite class?
I like gym.
Gym? Okay. You know what? That doesn't surprise me. So do you have any words of advice for all our Life of Ben listeners out there? Any words of wisdom?
Never trust what Uncle Ben says.
Okay, everybody, don't listen to that. Zach doesn't know what he's talking about. He's I don't know. What are you?
Like 17.
He's minus a few years. Let's see, sixth grade, so are you 11?
Yeah. I am.
He's only 11. What does he know? Don't listen to him. Well, Zach, thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks for calling me.
Are we going to see you? Are we going to see you in California next week?
Yeah, and I, by the way, I'm going to California, and I'm seeing all you guys instead of going on a ski trip with my school.
Oh!
Well, you are lucky that I'm coming.
We feel honored. So you're going with us to the bat mitzvah instead of the ski trip?
I am.
We are lucky.
You are lucky. You should be honored.
We are. Hey, Zach, we will see you next weekend.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
See you later.
Bye. Sounds like things are going well for Zach up there in Okemos. Zach, thanks for talking to us today. Good luck in your basketball season, and can't wait to see everybody next week in California. It's going to be a fun time. Sorry you're missing out on the ski trip. We are definitely honored to have you joining us. Well, the next thing you're going to hear isn't pretty, and it didn't happen today. It happened in midweek, and I just had to sit right down and share a piece of my mind with everybody. This is about my son who helped win that basketball game today. He sort of feels like he needs to win everything. Well, don't take my word for it. Listen to this. For the record, Jacob cheats. I guess it's not fair for me to just come right out and say that. Let me step back and tell the whole story. You know, if you were in Ann Arbor, you saw that Rachel got Jacob for his birthday this little tabletop ping pong set. Well, I guess his birthday came in January instead of in May when it usually comes.
April.
April's even better. And she gave it to him. And Jacob and I were playing ping pong on top of our table, and Jacob kept cheating. He took my points away. He hit balls off the table and counted points for himself. He was distracting. He cheated. Anything to win, I guess. That's all that matters to him. Do you have anything to say for yourself, Jacob?
I didn't cheat.
Are you saying you played fairly?
You said I cheated in the first game, so we played again and I beat you again.
Wait.
After I beat you two times in a row.
Is that after I beat you two games first?
Yes.
And then you won a game,
yeah.
And then the cheating
started.
Then the cheating started.
No, then I won another game, and then I won another game and said I cheated. So we had to play again, and then I won.
Okay, let's let our listeners decide something. If I hit a ball, and it's a perfect shot, but it might miss the table, but you choose to hit it anyways, that's my point, because you hit it out. You don't get to say, oh, that was off the table.
It hit your side twice.
It didn't hit my side twice. Yes, you need bifocals. He walked away. I think he realizes that my argument's correct, and he has no legs to stand on. As I said earlier, that little bit happened midweek, so I've settled down since then. I sat back, took a deep breath, and I've put this whole ping pong thing out of my mind. So you can picture it in your mind. It's a tabletop game, so you got these little teeny paddles, not full-size paddles. Jacob knows I dominate him on a full-size ping-pong table, so he doesn't even challenge me there anymore. But he does pretty well on this mini set. We're almost to the end of the show, and I haven't even mentioned Rachel yet, so let me give Rachel a little bit of air time. Today she found out that she was nominated, one of seven people nominated at her school for the top athlete of the year, which is exciting, and that's great, and she was feeling really good about that. I don't know when we'll find out who wins that, but it was really nice to be honored. Well, that about wraps things up for this episode of Life of Ben. Good to be in your houses tonight. Good to talk to y'all. I will see many of you next weekend out in California. And if Hannah, if you are listening, good luck to you. Can't wait to see you. Hope everything goes well. And before we head out, sit back, put your hands behind your head, and listen to a little bit of Corinne Bailey Ray. Enjoy yourselves and be good. Just like a song in my
my heart, just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You made me feel a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.